purpose of this next practice, desire meditation, is to help you access your own desire that is independent of any lover, that is sourced by life, so you can share your desire with your partner rather than rely on each other for it. To give you a more expanded understanding, your sexual energy is the energy of creation, and your desire is the direction or movement of creational energy through you. When your sexual desire is tied to a person, your experience is limited to that particular person, including your perceptions of them, how you feel about them in the moment, and how they feel about you. But if you learn how to make love with the energy of creation, you can have a much more expanded sexual experience that isn't dependent on things like your mood or your partner's mood in the moment. You can both simply choose to open and let creational energy flow through you. Start by sitting comfortably across from one another and breathing deeply into your pelvises, looking into each other's eyes, and synchronizing your breath. Again, to do this, one of you can make the sound, ah, when you exhale, so your partner can exhale with you. And inhaling and exhaling together. Next, coordinating rocking on your tailbones with the breath. Same as before, when you inhale, your tailbone goes out, your lower back arches slightly, and when you exhale, your tailbone curls under, your spine rounds and curves in. And this time, at the end of the exhale, I want you to squeeze your root chakra. Again, your root chakra anatomically is your perineum in between your anus and your genitals. And the squeeze is more like a pulling up and in. Pull your perineum up and in at the end of the exhale, building the sexual energy with your breath and by moving your pelvis back and forth, plugging, containing the energy in your body at the end of the exhale with the root squeeze. And as you're breathing, rocking, and squeezing your roots together, let your imagination and awareness open to the following. On the inhale, become aware that you're invoking your feminine receptivity. You're receiving breath, life, the energy of creation on the inhale. This goes both for men and women. See if you can feel the pleasure of receiving on the inhale. Feel life as your lover and how desirable you are to life. How life can't wait to rush in and fill you on each inhale. Feel your desirability, life's desire to penetrate every cell of your being on the inhale. Imagining your whole body is like a giant vagina being fucked open by the energy of creation. And on the exhale, become aware that you're invoking your masculine offering aspect. You're offering the breath and everything you just received back to life. This goes for both men and women. See if you can feel the pleasure of giving yourself to life as a lover on the exhale. Feeling your desire to extend, to radiate out, to penetrate on the exhale. Imagining you have an enormous phallus extending from your pelvis that's big enough to fuck the earth and multiple galaxies and the whole universe open. And yes, women also have energetic she-cocks. And notice on the exhale where you're still holding on in your body, where you hold back and don't fully give yourself. And on the inhale, notice in your body where you can open more. Just notice on the inhale and the exhale, continuing to breathe together, rocking on your tailbones, squeezing your root at the end of the exhale, and feeling the flow of desire, of creational energy through your body. On the inhale, you're purely receiving from the source of creation. The yin flow of desire is inward and vertical. It's just for you. The yang flow is outward and horizontal. So on the exhale, you're simultaneously penetrating your partner with your desire, while feeling your partner's desire penetrating you. Inhaling, tailbone out, receiving, feeling your desirability, life rushing in to fill you. Exhaling, curling your tailbone under, feeling your desire penetrating and being penetrated by your lover. Feeling your energetic cock or she-cock lengthening and thickening. Penetrating each other's root chakra through the vagina or perineum on the exhale. Inhaling, receiving the sexual life force energy, and exhale, giving yourselves completely to each other. Feeling the heat building in your root. Continuing to breathe, rocking on your tailbone, squeezing at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy between you. Your cock or she-cock lengthening, thickening up through the root into each other's sacral chakra, penetrating each other's pelvis on the exhale, penetrating the quality of each other's sexuality, rocking on your tailbones, squeezing the root at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy between you. Your cock or she cock lengthening, thickening up through the root and pelvis into each other's torso, penetrating each other's solar plexus chakra on the exhale, penetrating the quality of each other's power. Rocking on your tailbones, squeezing the root at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy between you. Feeling your cock or she cock, your Shakti fire lengthening, thickening up through the root, pelvis, and torso into each other's heart, penetrating each other's heart chakra on the exhale, penetrating the quality of each other's love. Rocking on your tailbone, squeezing the root at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy between you. Your cock or she cock lengthening, thickening up through the root, torso, and heart into each other's throat, filling, penetrating each other's throat chakra on the exhale, penetrating the quality of each other's expression. Rocking on your tailbones, squeezing the root at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy. Your cock or she cock, your Shakti fire lengthening, thickening up through the root, torso, heart, and throat, putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth, which carries the sexual energy up to the brain, and penetrating each other's third eye chakra on the exhale, penetrating the quality of each other's seeing, turning on the light behind your eyes, rocking on your tailbones, squeezing the root at the end of each exhale, building and raising the sexual energy. your kak or she kak lengthening, thickening up through the torso, the heart, the throat, the brain, putting your tongue on the roof of your mouth and penetrating each other's pineal gland on the exhale. Penetrating the quality of each other's knowing. Continuing to rock on your tailbones, squeezing the root at the end of the exhale, building and raising the sexual energy, feeling your cock and she cock filling and flooding each other's pineal gland until the energy explodes out the crown of your head. Liquid light spilling like a fountain down your body, nourishing the endocrine system, saturating all of your organs, cells, and tissues. Rocking on your tailbones, building, raising the energy until your whole body is filled, completely filled with sexual desire, exploding up and over, nourishing you. And bringing this practice to completion, releasing, rocking on your tailbone, and breathing naturally, coming into stillness. Feeling all the energy streaming through your body. Closing your eyes for a moment. Noticing the after sensations. Feeling the aliveness in your body. That flow of desire. And ending by opening your eyes again to meet your partner's gaze, offering silent appreciation for one another. filling and flooding each other's pineal gland, squeezing the root until the energy explodes up through the crown of your head. Liquid light spilling like a fountain down your body, saturating all of your organs, cells, and tissues. Seeing this fountain of energy in your mind's eye. And doing 6 more rounds, filling each other completely all the way up from the root to the crown and back down, toning Om. Bringing this practice to completion, releasing the Bija mantras, releasing rocking on your tailbone, and just breathing naturally, coming into stillness, closing your eyes for a moment to feel any after sensations. Feeling the aliveness in your body and dropping in to that quiet within yourself. And ending by opening your eyes again to meet your partner's gaze, offering silent appreciation for this mystery sitting before you.